We say in San Diego that the cold water freezes your brain and then you think it's a good idea.
That's Claudia Rose explaining what drives people like her to spend her time not on the ocean, but in the ocean. Rose is a 45-year-old engineer from San Diego and was forced to give up running about 5 years ago. A lifelong swimmer, she took to the water for exercise, which over the years has morphed into cold water marathons in California, Nevada, and Southeast Alaska. The ocean was 54 degrees on the day that Rose chose to swim across Sitka Sound, a body of open ocean water that narrows to inner channels, strewn with rock piles, surging tidal currents, and all manner of sea life.
I guess when I got here, it already looked like it was going to be harder than it looked like on the chart. It was colder than I was hoping, and there were many more jellyfish than I was hoping. Though the real surprise was when we went over to cruise off, I went to Shoals Point, where I thought of starting originally. And it was so exposed, and the swell was so big, and it was foggy, and I couldn't see the other side.
This wasn't her first plunge into Southeast Alaskan waters. She's participated 3 times in the Pinnock Island Challenge, a yearly diabetes fundraiser in Ketchikan. In fact, Rose had just finished up that Ketchikan swim a few days before her Sitka endeavor and admits to being a little tired after racking up over 16 miles of official cold water swimming in less than a week. And that doesn't count the practice swimming. By the way, did I mention she doesn't wear any dry suit, just a swimsuit, a cap, and some goggles? That is de rigueur for cold water or naked swimmers, as these folks are sometimes called. They can, however, and Rose did, use a gel sort of coating on her skin that helps to protect her. She says it only lasts about the first hour of the swim, though. Then it's just the ocean, the swimmer, and the jellyfish.
It was the day before we swam at old Sitka Rocks, and I ran into a few jellyfish there. You had a bunch of lion's mane jellyfish this year, which stings, so I saw them and thought, well, maybe they're just on the edge, but it turns out they're pretty solid all the way across the sound. The lion's mane have really long tentacles, so for a while I was dodging around them. Ralph was checking to see if I was losing concentration or getting cold or why I was doing that, and I told him it looked like a jellyfish tank like we have in the aquarium. And there seem to be these little tiny white ones. There's these moon jellies, and there's the lion's mane. So I was trying to get just around those. By Middle Island, I had crashed into a couple of them without seeing them. On the other hand, the water was pretty cold. It was 54 degrees when we started. And hitting the jellyfish distracted me from the cold water. But there were lots of sea otters, too. And the sea otters were talking to us and swimming, ducking down and up. And so there were a lot of other interesting things to see. I even thought the white jellyfish were pleasant to look at. Mm-hmm. I do enjoy seeing what's in there and going across and getting to the other side and seeing all the critters out there.
Rose says she has some amazing sea life encounters like the one off the coast of California a couple of years ago.
I had 3 fin whales follow me for an hour, and those are 70-foot whales, and that was one of the stranger things I've seen. There was one time when there was one on each side, one in the front. We had a 60-foot dive boat following us across the channel. Whales are bigger than it, and I'm thinking, if anything moves, I'm going to get crushed.
Rose had her road crew along with her during her recent swim. Her partner Al Brenner and Sitkin John Dunlap followed along in a skiff as a support craft. Fellow San Diegan Ralph Lufkin was close by in his kayak, providing food and water to Rose every 15 or 20 minutes and chatting her up to be sure she wasn't becoming hypothermic. Rose says she cold water swims to encourage others to do the same, and will likely return to Sitka next year. There's already talk around town that a cold water swim club is now in the works, with the possibility of a cold swimming fundraiser for charity. Reporting from Sitka, I'm Chris Todd.